Espying the mate drawing near as he was toiling at the pump with the rest, the Lakeman affected not to notice him, but, unawed, went on with his gay banterings.
"Aye, aye, my merry lads, it's a lively leak, this. Hold a canakin, one of ye, and let's have a taste. By the Lord, it's worth bottling. I tell ye what, men, old Rad's investment must go for it. He had best cut away his part of the hull and tow it home. The fact is, boys, that swordfish only began the job. He's come back again with a gang of ship carpenters, sawfish, and filefish, and what not, and the whole posse of 'em are now hard at work, cutting and slashing the bottom, making improvements, I suppose. If old Rad were here now, I'd tell him to jump overboard and scatter 'em. They're playing the devil with his estate, I can tell him. But he's a simple old soul, Rad, and a beauty, too. Boys, they say the rest of his property is invested in looking-glasses. I wonder if he'd give a poor devil like me the model of his nose."
"Damn your eyes! What's that pump stopping for?" roared Radney, pretending not to have heard the sailor's talk. "Thunder away at it!"
"Aye, aye, sir," said Steelkilt, merry as a cricket. "Lively, boys, lively now!"
And with that the pump clanged like 50 fire engines.